800-857-8.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Kansans will officially see no tax cuts this year after Governor Laura Kelly rejected a bill that cobbled together more than 20 tax policies, including a tax credit for anti-abortion pregnancy centers and businesses like health clubs competing with public accommodations. In a veto message Friday, Kelly criticized the bill as prioritizing tax breaks for big businesses over everyday Kansans and would harm the budgets of local governments and schools. And a Dodge City woman pleaded guilty to a smuggling charge.
Nayeli Marino was sentenced to 2 years in prison for smuggling people in Wichita County last November. She was arrested with 11 passengers in her Ford Expedition after being pulled over for speeding. Marino admitted to being paid $350 per passenger to take them to the Dallas area, claiming it was her first time and that she needed money to pay bills. I'm JP Bazette for the Kansas Information Network.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Injury, illness, COVID, substance use, or mental health concerns? There are many reasons Kansans leave their jobs. Thanks to a coordinated care team, you could be eligible to receive the tools and strategies needed to stay at work or return to work after an injury or illness and reap the rewards that come from meaningful employment. RetainWorks is funded by the U.S. Department of Labor and the Social Security Administration. Visit RetainWorks.org for more information.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks.
Enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text Dandy to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text Dandy to 42424. That's Dandy to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Kelly vetoed legislation on Friday that would have stripped the power to enforce quarantines from public health officials and squashed COVID-19 vaccination requirements for children attending childcare or schools. The bill proposed limiting the clout of state health officials by restricting their ability to enforce testing and quarantines. Under the bill's language, the secretary of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment would only be able to educate and make recommendations to elected leaders on any public action that would need to be taken. It also included a portion forbidding any COVID-19 vaccine requirement to attend childcare or grade schools. However, testimony from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment to legislators contended the agency had no plans to add the COVID-19 vaccine to the required vaccine list for children. The bill also required the Kansas Department of Health and Environment secretary to study overdose deaths in the state. Kelly's veto reflects the fallout between lawmakers and public health officials over the handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. Several lawmakers from both sides of the aisle criticized how quickly the bill was being pushed through at the end of the session. However, supporters of the bill said waiting until the next session to do something would make it harder to pass legislation as people start to forget about issues during the pandemic. The bill narrowly passed 22-18 in the Senate and 63-56 in the House, both below the numbers needed to overturn a veto by the governor. Both chambers officially ended the session at the end of April. House Speaker Daniel Hawkins said last week that any bills the governor vetoes would be dead until the 2024 session, or if they have a special session before then. With more people traveling during the summer months, the Kansas Department of Transportation wants to remind motorists of the importance of wearing seatbelts every time they're in a vehicle. Acting Secretary Calvin Reed said many people believe they're safe without a seatbelt in a larger vehicle, such as a pickup truck, or if they're traveling on rural roads. However, statistics show that this isn't true, and wearing a seatbelt each time you get in the vehicle, whether traveling 5 blocks or 50 miles, is one of the best ways to protect yourself and others from injury or from dying in a crash. Law enforcement agencies across Kansas will be supporting this focus on safety by participating in the National Click It or Ticket Enforcement Effort. And the National Seatbelt Awareness Campaign, which coincides with the Memorial Day holiday, runs from May 22nd to June 4th. Kansas Highway Patrol Lieutenant Candace Breeshear stated that seatbelt usage is critical in all seating positions and in every type of vehicle, as being properly buckled in the vehicle is the safest place to be in the event of a crash. Whether you're a passenger in the rear seat, a driver, or an occupant of a pickup truck, or the occupants of a passenger vehicle, wearing a seatbelt gives you the greatest chance of survival in a car crash. Vehicle safety habits are important for all passengers, including children. Unfortunately, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration data shows when parents ride without their seatbelts, the use of child restraints drops to 40%. And Secretary Reed said parents who reinforce good vehicle safety habits can make a significant impact on their children. He said, "You can't just say it. You must show your children how important it is to buckle up, because it could save their life or your own." In 2022, across Kansas, 406 people lost their lives in crashes, with more than 58% of those fatalities, 236 vehicle occupants, not wearing seatbelts. For more information on the Click It or Ticket mobilization, you can visit nhtsa.gov/CIOT. In accordance with Executive Order 2030, Governor Kelly has ordered flags throughout the state of Kansas to be flown at half-staff on all state buildings, grounds, and facilities from sunup to sundown today, Monday, May 15th, to honor Peace Officers Memorial Day. Peace Officers Memorial Day pays tribute to local, state, and federal peace officers who have died or been disabled in the line of duty. Governor Kelly said on May 15th, "We honor the peace officers in our state who risk their lives daily to serve their communities, and their dedication and sacrifices to protect Kansans are incredibly appreciated." I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
On Friday, Governor Kelly signed House Bill 2060, which is a bipartisan bill that will provide students with medical school financial assistance. HB 2060 expands financial aid programs through the University of Kansas School of Medicine for students who practice primary care medicine or psychiatry in rural Kansas. The bill doubles the number of available agreements for the Kansas School of Medicine students for the Kansas Medical Student Loan Program and adds obstetrics and gynecology to the list of available practice areas. It also authorizes the Kansas Board of Regents to award osteopathic medical service scholarships to Kansas residents who are undergraduate students enrolled in or admitted to pre-accredited schools of osteopathic medicine. HB 2060 also continues providing incentives to Kansas community and technical colleges for individuals who have received or are pursuing a general education development credential while enrolled in an eligible technical career education program. Governor Kelly also signed House Bill 2021, which is intended to expand services for youth involved in the justice system. The Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center Incorporated is proud to announce the hiring of Randy Speaker as the housing specialist for the Northwest 26 counties of Kansas, where affordable, quality, and accessible housing are critical to growing the Northwest Kansas economy and improving the quality of life in the region. The state of Kansas and the federal government have various programs to assist individuals, developers, cities, counties, nonprofits, and lenders to meet housing needs. And Scott Sproul, the president and CEO of the Innovation Center, said Randy will be integral in assisting Northwest Kansas communities to navigate these programs and take advantage of these opportunities. Sproul said this is the opportune time right now to bring Randy on board to set up their communities to take advantage of the numerous programs available for rural housing expansion. And he added that Randy will be invaluable in helping them navigate and pair together all of the different opportunities to make the best housing packages possible. Since 2021, Speaker was the housing specialist for the Kansas Department of Commerce, where he worked with developers, businesses, and communities so that each could benefit from additional housing production. These duties included working with the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation, the USDA Rural Development, and Federal Home Loan Bank to ensure the state has enough good quality and affordable housing for all Kansans. He also served as a managing partner for the Kansas Regional Center since 2013 and director of public works and deputy city manager with the city of Topeka. Originally from Leavenworth, Randy received a bachelor's degree in business administration from Washburn University. Scott Sproul said the Innovation Center Board of Directors set a five-year goal to be the resource to help create sufficient housing in their region, and hiring Randy is a key component of that plan. To contact Randy, you can email his office, nwkeici.org. Northern Valley Junior High boys track coach Jim Cole reported that on May 12th, the Northern Valley Junior High track team traveled to Hill City to compete in the Western Kansas Liberty League track meet. The Huskies had a very good day, finishing in third place as a team with 84 points. Grinnell won the boys division with 162 points, followed by Weskin with 108 points. Individually, the Huskies won two gold medals on the day, Griffin McKinney in the 200 hurdles and Lucas Hansen in the triple jump. Two silver medals were won, Cash Compton in the long jump and Griffin McKinney in the shot, and Peter Town brought home a bronze medal in the two-mile run. Coach Cole added that the Northern Valley Relays also ran well on the day, placing first, second, and third. Mass of Christian burial for Bernice Becker, 94 of Norton, will be held at 10 a.m. on Thursday, May 18th at the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Norton. Burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 3 to 7 p.m. Wednesday, May 17th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, with family receiving friends from 5 to 7 p.m. A rosary and vigil service will be held at 7 p.m., and memorial contributions may be made to the Bernice and Henry Becker Scholarship Fund or to the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
With more ways than ever to connect to news and entertainment, 90% of new car buyers want the tried and true AM/FM radio option. Gadgets are great, but when you're behind the wheel, you just want that local connection that can't be replicated. Local AM/FM radio is dependable and free, with no subscription or cellular data required. And as the backbone of the emergency alert system, we are here to keep you safe in dangerous times. Visit wearebroadcasters.com and tell us how you depend on AM.
KQNK Radio is looking to hire a new account executive to join our team in Norton, Kansas. We are seeking an energetic, personable, and reliable individual who is willing to grow a list of sales accounts and watch your income grow. We offer a 20% commission plus other benefits, experience preferred, but we are willing to train the right energetic individual who is willing to learn and be a part of our great staff. You can pick up an application at KQNK 17038 KQNK Road in Norton. Deer King Communications, Inc. is an equal opportunity employer.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. The top House and Senate Ag leaders met with President Biden and Secretary Vilsack at the White House on the future of the Farm Bill, in a rare session that raises big questions about prospects for the bill this year. The meeting with the president is almost unheard of for farm bills, was held with little public fanfare, and yielded a mere press release citing only the importance of passing a bipartisan farm bill this year. But the fact that such a rare meeting even occurred raises big questions on the Farm Bill's fate amid the debt limit standoff and charged partisan fight over expanding SNAP work requirements. Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow on the debt ceiling issue at a recent Farm Bill hearing.
I have serious concerns about the potential of default that's hanging over our heads. I was here in 2011, first chairing the Agriculture Committee, when there were calls to cut spending in exchange for avoiding default. And ultimately, that ended up in across-the-board cuts to a variety of mandatory programs, including ARC and PLC, which continues today and will continue for another 8 years.
And Rules Committee top Democrat Jim McGovern on SNAP at a recent Farm Bill trade title hearing.
We all want a Farm Bill, and we all want to make sure that nobody in this country goes hungry. And any Farm Bill that hurts vulnerable people, I think we all should understand, is going nowhere.
The Ag committees have yet to start writing a new Farm Bill, lacking top-of-line numbers amid the debt limit budget standoff and the SNAP fight tied to that. The current Farm Bill runs out on September 30th. This has been a check of agriculture news headlines. This is Slade Wiley reporting for the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Farmers know a thing or two about being tough, and they hold their wheat to that same standard. Their fields need to be able to take on anything, because there's no telling what tomorrow has in store. That's why Westbred brand wheat offers varieties like WB4699, offering Fusarium head blight tolerance, and WB4792, offering Wheat Streak Mosaic virus tolerance. Meet your standards of excellence. Plant Westbred. Performance may vary.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is...
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Low pressure is over southeast Kansas and northwest Oklahoma, and we'll see some showers and thunderstorms for a while in our eastern and some of the central counties, with occasional clouds in our western high plains. Eventually, that low will move off to the east, with high pressure building in from the central Rockies, giving us sunny and warmer weather coming up for Tuesday. A few thunderstorms may pop up in the western high plains tomorrow afternoon, and then our next big system is due in on Thursday. On the map heading into the afternoon, low pressure is moving along a stationary front stretching across southeastern Kansas. Moist air from the southern plains moving into eastern Kansas too, with a low pressure trough in the eastern counties. High pressure is setting up in the central Rockies and moving into western Kansas. We'll get some mid and high level clouds hanging around the western counties most of the afternoon. Meanwhile, in the east and central counties, some showers and thunderstorms rumbling through the rest of today. With the cloud cover, our temperatures will stay a little bit below average, mostly 50s and 60s in the north and 60s across our southern tier counties. Looking at Tuesday, high pressure from the central Rockies will expand into the plains, with some sunshine coming back to our region. Should be fair most of the day, low precipitation chances and a little bit warmer. Wednesday looks mostly sunny and warmer, highs back in the upper 70s and low 80s, and then our next big low pressure system arriving late Wednesday into Thursday. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas will be in the low 60s with low to mid 40s overnight. Upper 50s and low 60s north central, and tonight we're in the low 50s. Upper 50s to mid 60s northeast and low to mid 50s for the overnight hours. Mid 60s southwest and mid to upper 40s for the overnight. Low to mid 60s south central tonight, we're in the low 50s. Mid to upper 60s southeast and mid 50s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at boxed beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.